uma ngabe uthatha something engadingakali kahle kahle emzimbeni njalo khona into ezoyenza emzimbeni whether it be good or bad. I'm going to be talking to Julie right now who is going to give us more insight on the fitness side kahle kahle ukuthi okay siwasebenzisileke wonke lamaphilisi lawa and then what's next, because let's say ke side effect yakhona wena effect ayenze lokuthi uyakhuluphala ke but uyajima all the time trying to keep fit kodwa kusebenzi kwenzeka lento nje eyi-one uyakhuluphala nje uya fluctuate straight but asike sikhulume naye ke Julie. Julie, hello.
Hello, Lasol.
How are you, Julie?
I have fantastic, and yourself?
I'm good, Julie. Just to start you with some facts, you know, 51% of women use contraceptives, 9% Depo-Provera, which are injections, 3% which are pills, and only 46% of these women actually acknowledge the side effects. You know, 51% of them mention that they use them because they need to be accepted by their boyfriends or their peers, or they have been referred to them, you know, not knowing the side effects. Now, most of the side effects are that one may lose weight, some of them might gain weight, some of their period or monthly visits are really not on a consistent basis. So now, how do we maintain a healthy and fit lifestyle knowing all these facts? How do we refrain from it, or do we even do that?
Goodness, it really is so difficult to do a one-size-fits-all answer for that question, unfortunately, because I think with the multitude of options that we've got available to women these days, it is actually affecting women in very different ways. So a lot of people will say, I use this, you should use that, and sort of recommend it to one another. But it's actually not ideal, because I think everyone experiences side effects in very different ways. So it's about finding the one that suits you most and doesn't give you any sort of those negative effects that you mentioned.
So what is the relationship between these contraceptives and weight gain, you know? You don't advise, obviously, that we use them, because obviously the best way to abstain or refrain from something like that is to use a condom, which is, well one of the most basic ways to stay protected. But let's say you want to use these contraceptives. What is then the relationship between that and weight gain? Because I know a lot of women are gaining weight through using these injections and pills.
It is definitely quite a common side effect. However, if you look at some of the research, they're actually saying there's very little evidence that says the contraceptive pill will make a woman gain weight. I think back in the day, the pill was made with very high levels of estrogen that caused excessive weight gain. And now they've since adjusted the formula, but what women are actually experiencing is not an actual gain in weight, but more a fluid retention and an increased appetite, which is then resulting in sort of weight gain. So as a dietitian, we have to come up with some creative ways to assist women to control their weight despite the side effect of the sort of adjust in your fluid retention as well as your increased appetite.
So the actual side effect might be the appetite increasing. You want to eat more, you want to bite on more, you want to munch on more. Just like how you have, when you're about to get into your monthly visits, normally you have a very, very huge appetite. You want to eat everything that comes your way. But you're saying that it's not that, it's just the way that people control this appetite that then leads to them gaining weight. Some of us. Oh, okay. So what are the strategies that can be taken towards trying to work that out? Because I understand that not many of us have diet plans, you know, and not many of us wake up this morning and say, hey, I'm going to start a diet, or I'm going to use a contraceptive and then eat this certain way, you know. So how do we then try to balance this?
I think as a dietitian, I'm not a huge fan of diet plans, because I feel like it mentally makes you feel very restricted to what you can and can't eat, and then it forces you to cheat a whole lot more. So I've just got some sort of simple strategies that people can include in their daily eating that might just help them to control their appetite. So I think the most important thing, and we hear it all the time, is not to skip breakfast. Really crucial to controlling your weight is having breakfast to make sure your metabolism is started early and you have something that maintains your blood sugar levels across the day. The problem is most of us are going for sugary cereals and adding a lot of sugar to that, or having porridges with a lot of sugar, and that's actually making our insulin levels spike and making us store more fat. So we do need to be careful about what foods we're choosing to start our day with. So like eggs is fantastic, your baked beans, and then sort of smoothies. And then if you are having a cereal, be careful not to add. And then if listeners would like to, they can actually look on the side of the box and check how much sugar is in there per 100 grams.
Very important.
For less than 5 grams per 100 grams, and then being careful not to obviously add more.
The portions must be minded.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey?
We should also be drinking a whole lot of water. I think it's something we neglect a lot as women, because we're always very busy and there's not a lot of time to fit water in our day. Mm. But really crucial is to be drinking enough water, especially when you feel hungry and you shouldn't be. If you've just eaten and you're feeling hungry again, you should have some water, because it's not a hunger cue that you're getting. It's actually a thirst that we misinterpret for hunger. So drinking a lot of water if you're feeling hungry and you're not necessarily needing a snack.
Mm. I always say that the stomach is normally bored. It's usually bored because of our habits. We are never really that much hungry. We just need to mind our portions and eat the right type of food at different specific times of the day, of course, and not missing our breakfast. Oh, I need to start teaching myself on how to do that, because I'm bad.
Yeah.
I think I mess up my metabolism.
I think a lot of women do. They do that because we're always on a diet. We're always doing something new. We're always trying some crazy way to lose weight. And then we affect our metabolism so much that it's really hard to lose weight the more we do that. So, yeah, getting started with a good breakfast and drinking enough water, and then having your, like, healthier snacks, like biltong, boiled eggs, nuts, fruits, yogurt, those kinds of things in between are such good habits to get started, so you're taking care of yourself.
Thank you, Manjuli, for such insight on Fit and Fabulous Monday. Thank you very much. We'll catch up with you, of course, next week.
That'd be awesome.
Thanks. That was Julie. Give us insight on Fit and Fabulous.